I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO.
Amazing Grace.
Funeral services were held December 1st and 2nd in Juneau for 19-year-old Abby Kelly and 15-year-old Keith Brasoski Jr. They both died when the car they were in sped off the road the morning of November 21st. I sat down with Abby's parents as they reflected on their daughter's life and the turn it took in the year or so leading up to the crash. The morning after Abby's funeral, parents Cecilia Williams and Christina Vasquez flipped through photos of their daughter. From a young age into her teens, she had a huge, beaming smile.
She had dimples for days.
Williams says she had a big voice, too.
My sister used to babysit for me when I had to go to work, and Abby was just a toddler. But as soon as she walked through the door, she'd be like, "Auntie Kim! Hi, Auntie Kim!" And my sister would go right close to her, and Abby would still be talking loud, and my sister would be like, "Abby, I'm right here. You don't need to yell, 'Oh, hi, Auntie Kim!'"
Williams says Abby graduated from Yokosuka Takahiti High School in 2017, a year early. Her diploma and Eagle Wolf graduation sash are on the wall in the living room, along with many family photos, school projects, and artwork. Vasquez says Abby was applying to colleges before she finished high school.
Like, she was already on that road before she graduated.
I mean, she was a great kid for her whole entire life. We had normal obstacles to overcome with her, I guess you could say, as a teenager. But, like, towards the end of her graduation, she was a great kid. Like, couldn't ask for a better kid, you know?
She just chose to be more around her family than out doing things that her friends were doing. And stuff like drinking to her was... I mean, she used to say, "Oh, yeah, so-and-so is drinking," and they're just so dumb.
So this whole thing is just devastating. It just seems like it happened so fast. So fast, and it got out of control so fast. Like, I just don't even know how it happened.
They tried talking things through with Abby. They got her into counseling briefly. They reported a store they suspected of selling booze to her daughter and other teenagers, and eventually, tough love. Despite all that, Williams says Abby was descending into alcoholism.
When you're a child or whatever, you're an adolescent trying to figure things out and figure out who you are, yeah, sure, you're partying and you're doing some things, but it's not your everyday life. And towards the end, this is what it became. It was her everyday life.
After the crash, a friend of Abby's shared a series of videos from the night and morning of with her parents. They circulated through Snapchat and suggest the group of teenagers in the car was drinking heavily. One clip shows Abby and the others in the car. Someone's holding what looks like a bottle of whiskey. Text added to one clip asks, "Why aren't we dead?"
Apparently they almost crashed. That's why the caption is that. That's minutes before the actual crash. Like 20 minutes.
Impossible what ifs plague Williams.
And just wish that there was something else that I could have done. If I did everything right, or I don't know. Maybe if I wasn't trying to be so tough on her, maybe this wouldn't have happened, but I don't know.
Williams wants others to know to ask for help.
I just want to encourage other parents and their children, if you're struggling with alcohol, don't be scared to reach out. Don't be scared to admit it. And talk to whoever you can. Don't ever give up.
On the 12th day after the crash, Williams and Vasquez said they hadn't heard from investigators yet. They planned to meet with lawyers to explore options. Juneau Police Department spokesperson Aaron Kalwara says the crash case is still being investigated. That means interviews and a search warrant on the car itself. She says there's no set timeline and could not comment on if the liquor store that Cecilia Williams alluded to is being investigated or not. If someone you know is struggling with alcohol, you can reach out to the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence. In Juneau, they're at 907-463-6817. The other two people who survived the car wreck remain hospitalized at Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. On December 3rd, a hospital spokeswoman said Dylan Larson, 19, is in serious condition in the intensive care unit, and 18-year-old Tyler Watkins is in satisfactory condition. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.